followed by Germany.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Roman, for walking us through and providing us an overview. Canada supports this initiative as it provides some clarity to policymakers engaged in forest landscape restoration. We will send in some written comments that will add more specificity to the strategy Roman outlined. However, a few highlights to share. The national strategy on FLR has suggested a lot of similarities with the one Canada's actually a paper published in April 2020. Canada encourages member countries and secretariat to review the paper and build on existing work in this realm. I'd like to note that there's no one-size-fits-all way to successfully implement forest landscape restoration, which may be the reason why this guideline is likely to help efficiently enhance FLR in different countries and areas. That said, its flexibility can also become an obstacle if there's no common ground of what constitutes FLR. And we'd like to undernote that there needs to be a better understanding of root causes of degradation. As noted in the paper I mentioned earlier, absence of clear terminology may represent the first constraint to implement the practices advocated and to reach measurable targets. Similarly, we'd like to note the cross-cutting principles Roman highlighted. This framework would perhaps better underscore the interconnection between Indigenous peoples' rights and environmental restoration and conservation policies, which at least apply to Canada and I believe some other member countries as well. Lastly, although Canada strongly supports forest protection, however, both forest protection and conservation are important. It is crucial that forest protection and conservation efforts are rooted in science. Scientific studies demonstrate that ecosystem service benefits of protecting forests, such as carbon sequestration and storage, vary depending on forest types, age class distributions, and risk of natural disturbances. In some cases, integrated forest management may provide a better approach to sustain such ecosystem services. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Roman.